Tight on time, Romy. Let's see if we can squeeze in these last few calls here before the top of the hour where we change the subject just a little bit. Let's go down to Tucson and welcome Gene into the conversation. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What you up to today?
Oh, I got more fun than, something that you would really enjoy. I have a driveway, and that driveway is about 100 feet long. And it's got a nice slope to it, about a 10-degree slope. And I've got six nice, great big cracks running from side to side. They vary about a half inch to about 2 inches. And do you have any do-it-yourself tips? Because this is maddening.
Yeah, and that's an asphalt driveway?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Asphalt is a very tough do-it-yourself repair product.
Actually, I can verify that. Because my legs are killing me and my back is killing me.
Yeah. Yeah. For a semi-permanent patch to be applied to asphalt takes a fairly expensive large piece of equipment. It's why we have seen fewer and fewer residential driveways go down in asphalt, because most asphalt contractors can't make a dime on a driveway. They've got to make money on a regional shopping center parking lot, you know? Gene, I could only tell you that at one of my properties, we have an old asphalt driveway that I think mine is probably in worse shape than yours. And I'm simply now removing it in segments and replacing it with Belgard pavers, and then I'll never have to worry about it again. And you don't have to take that all off in one big bite. You can do it in sections. But I don't have a good recommendation for you in doing asphalt do-it-yourself repairs.
There, I will have to look it up. For some reason, my connection to my database has been lost. But when we were at the National Hardware Show last May in 14, we brought back two consumer patch products for asphalt that didn't require any kind of heavy material. Well, now, at the same sense, it's still a patch. It's going to look completely different because it's going to be a new black versus your old black. So it's going to be very obvious it's patchwork. It's going to be temporary, but at least it'll get you by until you get your 100 feet transition to
Belgard. Let's dig that up and get it down to Gene for sure, because I wasn't familiar with a product like that. In the meantime, let's go to Judy real quick and see if we can take care of her before we run out of the hour here. Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to, Miss Judy?
Oh, just enjoying my Saturday morning with you all.
Oh, great. Thank you.
My question is, I'm trying to save a little money on my air conditioning or on my electric bill. I'm wondering if I can turn off the circuit breakers over the winter and if that will save any money.
How are you planning on heating the house?
With the heater.
Do you know what kind of heat it is? Is it a gas heat?
Well, yes, sir.
You won't be able to turn the breaker off to the air conditioner, and I wouldn't recommend that for saving electricity for sure. Because if the air conditioner is not asking for current to come through the breaker, no current will be coming through it. That's what you're built for, the current. But the heater is going to need the electricity to the air conditioning system to run the fan motor, so when the gas heat comes on, it can actually circulate the hot air through the house. So no, you leave your breakers on. It isn't going to save you one dime by turning them off. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Okay, Miss Judy, thank you for the call. We certainly appreciate it. Well, we've taken care of mailroom. We've taken care of do-it-yourself stocking stuffers. And we're getting ready to wrap this hour up and go to the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to bring in special guest Action Termite talking about a new innovation that's only within the last couple of years, new innovation and equipment that they are treating a very particular termite with. That's the reason we deal with such high termite infestation in Arizona. We have a very peculiar termite. So we've actually got a doctor from the chemical factory. He'll be here with the guys from Action. We'll be talking through that. And in the last half hour of the show, 10:30 to 11, we're going to bring in some of our other guests from KTAR and talk about gift ideas for the outdoorsman. We'll bring in Mike Russell from Get Outdoors Arizona program that airs from noon to 2 right here on KTAR, and we'll be talking about great gift ideas. And you were talking about geocaching a little bit earlier. A nice little GPS unit would be a lot of fun.
Oh. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to get on and join us next hour. Perfect time to get on hold.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.